By the way, it is 93.7 WEEI, Rich Ken and Ted. I made a comment earlier. I was saying I can't name many bands that could sell out four straight nights like Noah Kahan did. It's amazing what he's done. And I am getting some of the funniest suggestions. Like, there's a couple of them that are legit. Like, someone said Lady Gaga. All right, Lady Gaga might be able to do that. Sure. Pearl Jam might be able to do that. Sure.
Lady Gaga, by the way, halftime show, Pat's Falcons, if I'm not mistaken.
Was she?
I think 23 comeback we were talking about earlier.
I don't remember that. Okay.
What's great is that somebody suggested Coldplay, and someone just felt that they needed to text, Coldplay sucks!
Thanks.
All right. I promise I won't mention him again. But then there's funny ones. There's one dude who's very angry that I said that there's no way Godsmack could sell out four shows at Fenway. Very, very angry. He said, Godsmack literally sold out shows in Bulgaria. They'd sell out Fenway, too. All right, man.
His name's Greg Hill.
As I said, the Godsmack guys are good dudes, and I like those guys. But, I mean, the last show two shows ago, they played the MGM Music Hall. And then the last show, I think they just played a couple weeks ago at the Xfinity Center, and it didn't sell out. So, I mean, four nights at Fenway is insanity. Like,
and
that
wasn't just them at the Xfinity, right?
No, it was other ones, too. And by the way, somebody also said Godsmack could and Stained as well.
Seether and Breaking Benjamin.
That's right. See, of course.
But don't you think if there was a Sphere in the Seaport, Noah Kahan could have like a summer... Like,
you know, there's a Sphere coming to the Seaport. It's a mini version of the Sphere. You heard about this?
No.
Yeah. Boston is getting a Sphere... type of thing. Let me see if I can find
it. This wasn't a fake social media post?
No, it's the Seaport Immersive Dome. Boston is planning its own Vegas-style entertainment attraction, an immersive dome experience coming to the Seaport.
Really?
It's a large 360-degree projection dome at 492 Summer Street across from the Omni Boston Hotel. So that would be kind of over near where the convention center is.
Mm-hmm.
That will host musical events, art installations and festivals, an immersive dome experience. So it's not anywhere as big as the Sphere, but you might get a smaller version of that, which is kind of cool.
How many people are seated in the Sphere in Vegas? Do you know?
I think that's about 8,000 to 10,000. I would think.
Okay.
It's a lot. It's a decent amount. Somebody's
20,000.
Is it 20,000? It's that much?
No.
Jeez. Well, they hide it well. Maybe it's because like it goes up so freaking
high. It does go up high.
Like it's really, really high. Someone said Godsmack barely sold at Hampton Beach Casino. That's not true. We're way bigger than that. I love that this guy's just fighting me that Godsmack could do that. Somebody said Billy Joel probably. Metallica, yes. Metallica could do probably.
I think Metallica should get a Super Bowl halftime. I think they've earned it.
Metallica should be next in line. Without a question. Yeah, they should be the next in line. But it's not. Here's the thing, though, is that they already have, the NFL already has the Metallica audience watching the Super Bowl. Their whole job is to get as many people possible to tune in.
That's a good point.
So they're going to go outside the demo. They are going to get something. Well, I would say more like
But that's why, to your point, why they got Bad Bunny.
And also a lot of artists that appeal towards females as well. I think that sometimes you can get a perfect mix of the demo that's already watching and one that appeals to women too. I think that the Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg one was fantastic for that reason.
The best one.
There's nothing that chicks of a certain age love more than putting on Snoop Dogg and acting dirty. Like, if you're like a woman who's about 40 to maybe like 35 to about 50, you love some Snoop Dogg.
I thought that was the best one ever, man. I thought they crushed it.
It was very good. It was very good. Best ever still Prince.
Now, don't you think we're going to get Taylor Swift, though? I mean, that's coming. I mean, it feels like inevitable.
See, she earns nothing by doing that. What I mean is that there's no reason for her to do it. Honestly, there's nothing in it for her.
It's the Kelce tie.
She's the biggest thing ever, and you don't get paid.
It's just something to check off her thing.
I just think it's only... there's nothing more scrutinized than a Super Bowl halftime show. I just think that there's no reason for her to do it.
There are odds for it already, actually, shockingly.
Oh, yeah?
Right now, Miley Cyrus, the favorite, +300,
Miley Cyrus is the favorite? What hit does she have other than Party in the USA?
Oh, she's got some recent hits. My daughter's a big fan.
Oh, Cannonball. That was the other where she was naked on the Cannonball, or the Wrecking Ball.
Naked on a Wrecking Ball?
That's the video. It was like a famous video. She was naked on a Wrecking Ball and smashed into stuff.
Justin Bieber, Sabrina Carpenter, Cardi B, and then Taylor Swift. And then Metallica is plus 1,400, so they're in the mix.
Yeah, Metallica, they would kill it. They'd be amazing. And they're also now, it's so funny how music that I used to think was so dangerous when I was a kid, that I used to hide from my parents, it's now, now like dads just bringing their kids and grandpas listening to it.
Grocery store music.
Yeah, right. You're shopping and you're hearing Creeping Death.
It is sad, isn't it?
I mean, it's cool. Like, that part I like. Like, I like that there is... You know, when you become somebody who ends up having kids, there is something cool about your kids legitimately liking the stuff that you used to listen to. And I always used to think driving a kid around in the car, like, why put on the Wiggles? Why put on, like, Barney and stuff like that when you can raise them on legitimately good music?
A Nutshell.
Yeah, A Nutshell by Alice in Chains. And then they can grow up horribly depressed. I mean, listen, Jar of Flies is one of the greatest albums ever created. That's a depressing-ass album. Without a question. Yeah, somebody said 60-plus love Snoop Dogg, too. Oh, girl, man, I'm telling you, it's like 35 to 50. That age bracket of women, they love some Snoop Dogg. They're the ones tweeting about him at the Olympics. And by the way, Snoop Dogg just ran out of stuff to do this past Olympics.
I thought he did okay, though. I didn't think he was, like, I don't know.
He was fine. He was fine. Right. And he was great, like, when he first started doing it. But I think that they just, like... It was like there was almost like a clock that was a timer that every 30 minutes they had to mention Snoop Dogg on the NBC broadcast. Mm-hmm. And Tirico's like, you know, we've got so-and-so here. And look, there's Snoop Dogg. He's doing a funny dance. I'm bewildered by his hip-hopness. Look at him. He's hanging out with people who don't act hip-hop at all. Now they're just like, what? I just can't believe. Well, you speak crazy, Mr. Snoop Dogg. It was really just, they just shoved him down your throat after a while. All right. So I do want to quickly get to one last thing. We were talking about Greg Bedard and how Greg Bedard is now picking fight. Or I don't know if he's picking fights. Christian Gonzalez is picking a fight with Greg Bedard. But Greg Bedard came out with a story or a report, rather, that somebody who is in the know and somebody within the Patriots organization thought that Christian Gonzalez was not physically... What was the phrase he used? He wasn't tough physically. They were questioning
not
his
physical
mental.
Enough. Yes,
yeah, not physical
and
enough.
Now a second layer.
And now a second layer is that he's adding on that he's not mentally tough enough because apparently he shot back at Greg Bedard and blew up the whole thing, and now everybody's talking about it. That's the crazy thing about Christian Gonzalez is that nobody would have been talking about this story if he didn't make it huge, and now it's massive. So the one thing I want to find out, Ted, is that with everything that's been going on, with this back and forth and Christian Gonzalez obviously seeming upset by the report that's out mm-hmm. there, can you get a read on how negotiations are going when you've got the person whose contract it is seems to be very defensive mm-hmm. about what's going on?
I mean, the only thing I can read from it is that Christian Gonzalez is a little nervous.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you felt like you were close to getting a deal done, I don't think you would. You know, lions for lambs, you probably would not even pay attention to Greg Bedard's reporting. But if you feel like you're stuck, you're not even close, and then you hear him say that, then it maybe is like, you know, you feel a little bit more angst. So his behavior, and it's not whatever. So he responded to him on Twitter. That's not the craziest thing in the world. But it does indicate to me, to some degree, that maybe he's getting frustrated, they're not close, and that Greg Bedard putting that out there is getting to them because they aren't getting close to a deal.
I can't believe that.
Yay or nay on that?
Yeah, you know, I know. I actually think that makes all the sense in the world.
They're probably saying, like Wemby, you should take less. You know, Wembanyama's doing it. Why don't you do it?
Dude, I am not
joking. That ain't
joking.
Working anymore, man.
I'm not joking. I think they're going to pull that with Drake. I guarantee you they're going to sit down with him and they're going to say,
quarterback of all time.
Boom.
The greatest quarterback of all time did it, Drake. So.
They can't. I don't believe that. Not with Drake.
They're going to try it.
They paid Brady once. With quarterbacks, it's different. Corners, you can make a case that they let Steph Gilmore go and people were upset at the time and it didn't really affect them, you know, all that dramatically. They've let, you know, Revis got out of here after a year. Maybe that was a mistake. The corners, Sauce Gardner went and, you know, it's kind of a bust. The corners age quickly. They're a little unpredictable.
Well,
anyway.
You can avoid them by throwing away from them. I'd be curious how much zone they play, they can say, well, you know, there's not as much value. I mean, he's just
right. If Vrabel didn't draft him, you know, it's the Bill guy, technically.
Yep. But it's also, if you're trying to build a culture, do you want a first-round draft pick that has played well for you, wants to get paid, and then you I don't know, do him dirty? That does not send a good message
well,
to the rest of the
players. Well, you don't do them dirty. You pay them, but then you trade them, and somebody else picks up that contract. Same thing that the Jets did, right? They paid Sauce Gardner, then flipped him for two first-round picks.
Is that what you think they would get, is two first-round picks?
Right now, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Would you rather have – I mean, would you be pissed if they ended up doing that, Ted? If they ended up not signing him to the extension that he wants?
You get two first-round draft picks for Christian Gonzalez, I would very much consider it.
Even though right now, they just went to the Super Bowl. Don't you got to cash in now?
How old's Drake?
As we've learned, nothing is guaranteed. Just because you got there once.
But you got 10 good years with this guy. Your window is now 10 years.
Man.
You don't have to go all in for 1 year.
Yeah.
Drake, you're going to pay all that money too. So like you said, you got two big contracts. You can't skimp on Drake. I don't think you can. But you could skimp on the corner. You could. You could make football reasons and excuse it away.
What scares me a little bit by if I was to trade him for two first round draft picks, your defense is going to suffer because if you had like an elite pass rush, I wouldn't feel as bad about getting rid of a high end corner.
A good point.
But your pass rush is not that good.
Wait till Gabe Akers gets in here.
Hey man, that's another interesting thing. But so you don't want to give up back end talent because the front end is not that good right now.
That's a good point. Good point. I think it would piss off a lot of fans. I think if you let Christian Gonzalez go, it's going to piss off a lot of fans. And I'm telling you, this team right now does not need negative attention.
Everybody's watching this contract right here. Everybody wants to see what the new regime, is it the same old Patriots where they nickel and dime you to death? Or is this a different, have they turned a corner and they're a different, are they going to actually start spending cash? Because over the tenure of time, the Crafts have owned this team. They have been the lowest spending cash team in the NFL.
They report a week from Friday. It's like it feels too soon.
I know.
What the hell?
Hell yeah.
I mean,
let's go.
Summer's turning the corner.
It is, man.
Love it. Let's go. 617-779-7937. We will take your calls next, including the one person who on text is very angry that I didn't know more Miley Cyrus songs.
Yeah, come on.
Apparently, she had record of the year, and God knows I'm a Grammy guy. So we'll take your calls
You're
next.
A theater guy.
Of course I am. But, I didn't know Flowers was the record of the year.
Oh, Flowers.
I appreciate
that's
that.
The song.
Hang on. Didn't Flowers have the exact same, isn't that the exact same song as, somebody else's song that came out the same year?
Oh, yeah, there was some.
It's like Beyonce and Miley Cyrus made the exact same song. With, different lyrics?
I forget the details, but you're right on that.
Yeah, okay. See, I do know this stuff, Mr. 774. All right, we'll take your calls next.